Thank you. Honorable committee members, speaking on behalf of the coalition of 10 Belarusian NGOs and initiatives, I would like to draw your attention to the following concerns. Despite the principle of equality enshrined in the Constitution of Belarus, it remains insufficient to provide effective protection against discrimination. In addition to the absence of comprehensive anti-discrimination legislation, in recent years, the authorities initiated or adopted regulations affecting women's rights to privacy and their reproductive choices, their right to education, as well as the rights of LGBTQ+ women in particular. This, combined with official statements and practices, only reinforces the gender stereotypes that still exist in the society. Access to justice in Belarus is severely undermined, not only by the lack of an independent judiciary, but also by the systematic political persecution of lawyers and human rights defenders, including two women lawyers and two representatives of human rights organizations imprisoned, at least 52 women disbarred, and hundreds of them forced to leave the country. In this regard, women political prisoners are highly vulnerable, often denied legal aid or access to lawyers, with prison administrations restricting visits and correspondence. This creates a system whereby women prisoners cannot complain about violations of their rights in detention, which is also a barrier to complaining to the committee as a failure to exhaust domestic remedies. Since early 2021, Belarusian authorities have forcibly liquidated or coerced the self-liquidation of almost 1,900 NGOs, including civic associations, professional unions, political parties, and foundations. Among them, at least 31 focused on supporting women, protecting their rights, promoting gender equality, and providing shelters to victims of domestic violence. Such actions not only violate the right to freedom of association, but also leave women with fewer resources to defend their rights and get the necessary help and support, making them even more vulnerable. Thank you.